This week on The Shield, Vic Mackey does what even Superman can't do, taking down Doomsday without dying. Everybody, pile on into Mackey's clubhouse. I'm Kevin.
I'm Larry.
Different kind of cop.
Here we are talking about Season 5, Episode 2 of The Shield, called Enemy of Good.
Yeah, what was that voice at the top?
That was my TV announcer voice.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Original air date, January 17th, 2006. Directed by newcomer Guy Ferland.
Oh, the old Guy Ferland, as we like to
call. Oh, is it Guy?
No, it's Guy.
Oh, is it Guy?
I pretend it's Guy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was on the commentary track. It is Guy.
All right. I want to call him.
Man, his voice, he seemed like he did not give a fuck. Like, he was interested, but he had nothing to say, like, as a director.
Like, hey, what'd you think about when you were filming this scene? Whatever. I don't know.
Like, he wasn't combative about it. He's just like, oh, there was just a lot of long pauses, and, I just kind of let actors just find their own ideas, and, you know, if you make them think it's their idea, then they'll like it. It's like, okay, he's just very laid back, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. this was written by Adam E. Fierro and Charles Egley.
Uh-oh.
Teaming up. They wrote a bunch of episodes last season and beyond, so they're back again.
So we start off, the strike team shows up to the car dealership. Now, is that the car dealership where they had the sting operation going on? That's not the same one.
No, this guy seems to have a history with them, but I don't think we've ever seen him on any episodes.
Okay, because I was gonna say they seem familiar with each other.
Yeah. There seems like there was a lot of that in these couple episodes here where they're like, oh hey, I dimed you out and that guy last year. But you owe me now, but then I don't remember actually seeing any of these people before.
Okay. Fair enough. Like, all his windows are smashed, and Vic's like, oh, I thought you were, you know, I told you to call me when you had something real and stuff. So, he tells him about this Mexican guy who's leaning on all the businesses on the road or whatever for protection money.
Yeah, some crazy guy named Doomsday.
Oh, yeah. Doomsday's awesome.
He is pretty good. Yeah.
He's so good.
Lem, meanwhile, he's not there. They kind of mention, oh, Lem's not, you know, showing up. Wonder where he is, but he's still with Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's being interviewed. He's, like, in a hotel room. They're not at a police station.
Nope.
They're in, like, a hotel room or something.
And he kind of calls him on it. He's like, hey, if this was, you know, why am I not in police custody right now? Like, why am I at this hotel room?
Yeah, if you wanted to arrest me, you would have just done it already.
Yeah. No. He just denies everything. He's like, nope, I didn't have any heroin. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, we got video of us taking it out of your car. He's like, nope, not me. You got the wrong guy.
Yeah. You always say it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
It's not me. So, yeah, they keep cutting back and forth between the strike team. They go over to Doomsday's house. They just barge in and shit.
Yeah, no warrant.
Because he's a dick.
Yeah.
He's a fucking
tells
dick.
Vic to suck his dick, and Vic's, you know, I'm not going to have that. So he zip ties him to, like, a pull-up bar in the door frame.
Yeah, or closet rod or something, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they take his money and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So he's back to his bullshit. Like, right when he shouldn't be getting back into his bullshit.
Nope, bad time. He picked a very bad time.
Yeah. So Lem hears from Forrest Whitaker that Terry was part of this Department of Justice investigation or whatever. And
well, first it's kind of cool because, like, Kavanaugh's kind of bringing up all these old, like, plot lines and stuff. He's like, you know, hey, you guys have worked with all these CIs like Tio and Dieger and Connie, and they're all dead now. Like, is anyone who works with you still alive? And he's just like, ah, you know, they chose this life, whatever. And then he brings up Angie from last season.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's obviously a soft spot for Lem. He didn't like that. So he kind of says, he traps him, like, hey, what do you think, you know, should happen to someone like that? Kills a kid or kills a cop? And Lem's like, yeah, the needle's too good for someone like that. And so Kavanaugh's like, oh, okay. Well, it turns out you guys killed a cop.
Yeah, this is...
He was working for justice, so you had to kill him.
And Lem's all like, what?
Yeah, that don't sound right. I was there. That's not what happened.
Yeah, he's... What was the big time, or what was the drug dealer's name? Pee-wee?
Two times.
He's like, no, two times shot him. And he's like, nah, no, it wasn't two times.
Nope. What? That's not right.
Yeah. So this is where we get the theme song, 8 minutes, 58 seconds. Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah.
Late one. So, yeah. Lem's starting to see, like, I guess, yeah, I'm sure it makes sense to him at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's buying it yet. Acevedo shows up later, and I think that helps sell it a little bit more.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right now, he's not biting so much just yet.
Yeah.
So, Danny tells the strike team that Lem's car broke down. They're like, oh, he called in? Like, no, his buddy called in for him. So that should be a red flag right there.
Yeah, Lem don't got no friends.
Yeah. They just assume he's on, like, some booty call. But, like, whose friend calls in to their work for them? Like,
yeah.
That's odd. You would maybe use your friend's phone, but you would talk generally.
Yeah. Like, hey, is this Lem's boss? He's not coming in today. His car broke down. Like, oh, is he trapped under the car? No, he's just sitting right here.
Yeah, if you're not going to work, I'm not calling your boss to be like, hey, Larry can't come in today.
Oh, you know what's great about, like, where I work? We just have an answering service.
Oh, that's so good.
So you just call in. They don't give a fuck. You're just like, hey, I ain't coming in today. They're like, all right.
We expected this.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, all right, have a good life. Okay, so the strike team's at this murder scene. Like, these three kids were beaten to death.
Yeah.
So they're like teenagers, like not children.
I think they're like, yeah, they're like college kids, I think.
Okay, yeah. They're older.
Junior college or something like that.
They're not
adults.
They're not little kids. Dutch and Claudette have this case with this drunk guy who is in an alcoholic coma, who might have been assaulted or might have just really drank a lot of booze. We don't know yet.
Yeah, they find him in an alley. He's kind of beat up. So they don't know exactly what happened, whether this is an assault or if he just got drunk and fell over. But it kind of looks like he's been moved, so they're like, that kind of leans towards assault. Like, Dutch is really into this. Claudette, not so much. She's kind of in and out this episode. She's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Vic gets a witness, this lady, who has a couple dogs. But she's scared because, you know.
Dude, yeah, she clearly saw something, but yeah, she says he looks evil. And they're like, well, now we're taking you in to talk to the sketch artist. She's like, fuck.
Yeah.
You said you would leave if I told you.
Yep. Oops.
Nope. So Kavanaugh goes to get Acevedo. Oh, he wants to add a personal element to the thing, which just last episode he was like, I promise I'll leave you alone if you give me this. And now immediately he's after Acevedo again. I need help.
Like we talked about the last episode, this is another weird fucking scene from him. Like, he's so overexcited to tell Acevedo, like, what he's found out and stuff. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, Acevedo is, like, nothing to you at this point.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, I guess it's just part of his character, but he's way too into this case. Like, you're IAD. You got to be doing shit like this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, why are you so fucking, oh my God, this is the best thing ever that I'm going to get this Vic Mackey guy. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Then he said this.
Who likes their job that much?
Not about that. And then we did this. And it's like, Acevedo's like, hey, whatever.
Yeah, good for you. What does that have to do with me?
Yeah.
I'm living my life trying to forget that I had to suck a dick 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I think they're
just another weird performance from him.
Yeah, I think they're really trying to struggle to keep Acevedo on the show. They're like, we need to find some reason for him to still be around.
Oh, I meant Forrest Whitaker. Like,
yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I would have liked Forrest Whitaker better to be, like, the enemy. Like, maybe he's the serial killer for the season or something. Like, is he can pull off that creepy vibe, but I'm not buying him as a cop. I'm just not.
He is very unhinged, even though he's the cop, though. So that will come into play, that, like, they're not unaware that he is a fucking weirdo.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah, who's it's not like the writers.
Or who's
the
not writers there?
Well, the writers could tell. I think that was part of the plan, or at least they leaned into it once they saw it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that definitely becomes a factor, is how just weird and out there this guy is.
Are you a fan of Forrest Whitaker?
In some things, sure. I think he is very good in this show. It's bizarre, but it's good. It's
way bizarre.
Yeah. Again, it's like, I can't hate it because it's compelling.
Yeah.
It's just different. Very out there. Yeah. It seems like he's on a different show at times, but I don't know. It's fascinating. So I can't hate him.
That lady gets she does the sketch or whatever, and it looks like Doomsday.
Yeah. So they're like, no, he's all tied up in his place. You sure about that? And it turns out one of the dead kids was the son of that used car dealership guy.
Oh.
So they're like, uh-oh, I think this is our fault.
Oh, I see. Okay. That makes sense. I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah, Shane comes in with that bit of info, I think.
So Vic goes to see his CI lady, Armadillo, or whatever we were calling her. What was her name, Armadillo?
Amelia. Or, no. Wait, is Emilio? Emolia, that's it.
Emolia.
Yeah, that's it.
Emolia. All right. That sounds like, I don't know, something like that should be on the periodic table.
Yeah. Or diarrhea medicine.
A.M.
Some Emolia D.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. So she needs him. He needs info. He's giving her money. She's like, oh, I don't need this much money. He's like, you just keep that money. You just keep it for food or whatever. He's just trying to help her. She's such a fucking dick. She keeps it too. She does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, what a fucking junkie.
What a bitch.
Not a junkie, but I hate her.
Yeah, she's a real rat. Like, she just fucking, she don't give a crap about Vic, even though he's trying to do right by her.
Yeah.
Whoever's got the money, that's all she cares about.
Yeah. That's every woman. No. So the drunk who was passed out in the alley, his wife comes in to, like, claim his possessions or whatever. But then, like, Claudette and Dutch, like, they get some info out of her about he's in this 12. It's not a 12-step program, but it's like that. It's like, basically, I forget what they call it, like
aversion therapy, yeah.
Okay, so basically this guy's a drunk, so they just let him drink till he gets super drunk so that he hates booze. like what they did in Brewster's Millions, like, oh, I'm gonna make you hate spending money. But then, like, you know, then he got, like, even more booze. So, I don't know, it's a
weird... like, they do, I think they've heard of that, people doing that with cigarettes. Like, your parents catch you smoking, they're like, you're gonna smoke all these cigarettes right now until you see how much you like it then.
Yeah. That never happened with me. I just smoked.
You just smoked them all on your own.
Yes, I did. But I quit smoking. So, that Doomsday guy... Oh, well, before we get to Doomsday. So, we find out the husband's in a program. I think the guy's name's Senior Romero, who's running this thing. I don't know what he is. He's a con guy. He's scammed. Yeah. Fuck.
He's got some kind of a church, but he's also selling, like, clothes and shoes and, like, some kind of, you know, like, garage sale type thing. Just trying to make money wherever he can, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got, like, the knockoffs and all that shit.
Yeah, he says the guy was there last night. There was only one other guy in the group who was also drunk.
We find out Doomsday killed that lady's dogs. Like, he cut their heads off.
Yeah, and they have no idea where the heads are. Yeah.
They don't know where the heads are. Yeah, he took the heads with him.
Yep.
So
she was right to be worried about the cops trying to get her to be a witness.
Yeah.
They did not exactly do a great job.
So Forrest Whitaker is now back with Lem, which begs the question, who watched Lem?
I think that there was at least that one other cop guy who took him into custody. I think they were watching him.
But where are they, though?
Like,
they're not in the room at any point.
Maybe they're in the bathroom? Or they're outside. Maybe they're waiting outside so that he can't leave. Maybe.
All right, so Aceveda shows up, and they start telling him about Terry, like, mm-hmm. you know, what happened and whatever. And Lem has no idea what's going on right now. And they're like, what? You really don't know what the hell's going on right now?
Yeah, Aceveda is kind of the first one to kind of notice, like, hey, he clearly looks actually surprised. Like, I thought you guys were all in on it together, but, like, if you really didn't know, then this is a whole different ballgame. Like, you're just, why are you covering this up then if you're not even involved?
Yeah. Yeah, so they start playing them with that, like, you know, don't protect the guy. You weren't involved, so don't get involved, basically.
Yeah.
Just help us out. So they want him to wear a wire. They're like, why don't you just wear a wire and, you know, get Vic to tell you what happened that night? He's like, hey, if he's innocent like you said he is, like, it's only going to help him.
Yeah, prove his innocence. Except for the fact that, I mean, obviously he's not just going to spontaneously start talking about Terry, but there's God knows what else he's going to do in the course of a day that you don't want people hearing about.
Yeah.
Because he can't go one day without, you know, doing something illegal, probably.
Oh, hell no. The drunk wife, she's bad. She's there. Like, you know, Claudette and Dutch get out of her. That, like, there's something going on with her and the Senior Romero.
Yeah, Dutch notices, like, she has these shoes that they were selling at the Senior Romero's thing. So he's like, how long have you been sleeping together? And he's like, she's like, no, we never did that. But he clearly wants to do me and stuff. But
yeah.
But I keep telling him, no, I'm married. So they're like, uh-oh, motive.
By the way, these people are like 60.
Yeah, that's going to come up again later.
Vic and the strike team, they go and arrest, well, not minus Lem. They go and arrest Doomsday. He's eating at a diner. It's a pretty good scene because he, once again, he don't give a fuck, man. He has zero fucks to give.
Yeah, he barely raises his voice or even gets up from the table.
He's yeah, like when they put a gun at him, he just takes another bite out of his sandwich and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever watched the Chris Gethard show, but one time they did this thing where they had like these other people come on and play other characters, and there was a guy named Zero Fucks Boyd, and he didn't give he gave zero fucks about everything. That's Doomsday, man. Not a fuck to give. He has none. None fucks. We see Lem getting wired up.
Yeah, Kavanaugh kind of tells him, he's leaning in, telling him, you know, hey, you fuck this up, like, you're going to jail, and I'm going to press for the maximum sentence for all that heroin, so.
Yeah.
But he's really, like, I guess he's kind of also testing the microphone at the same time. It leads to kind of a funny moment where Lem's like, yeah, I got it, and then he's like, no, I was talking to the microphone guy.
That was a good scene. Dutch is interviewing that senior reverend guy. I can't remember his name. Romero. I think Claudette left. And Dutch is
she had to go somewhere.
Yeah, we don't know where she went. But we're assuming it's a doctor's appointment of some kind.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Dutch is not happy about it. Like, whenever she's gone, like, it throws his whole game off for some reason. Even after all this time, like, he still hasn't figured out how to do it by himself, I guess.
Lem finally comes to work, you know,
it's only
8 hours into the shift. and, you know, once again, how perfectly convenient this is right as Lem gets there, Vic gets a message from Danny that downtown wants your Terry Crowley files. Like, wow, how convenient. The very thing Lem needs to find out about is the very thing that he gets a message about at the very exact time that Lem walks
well,
in.
Well, I'm sure that's, you know, the captain, or Kavanaugh requested that.
I know.
He's the one behind that, but.
Yeah, but he doesn't know, like, he didn't say to Danny, hey, make sure you tell him right as Lem walks in and you guys all three are standing there. Like, I don't know.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it was just so, like, coincidental that she doesn't get that message at that exact moment when Lem shows up.
I mean, maybe they waited till he was basically outside to call it in.
That's but still. Like, you would have thought that would be the segue to, like, hey, you know what, Vic? Like, you know, what happened that night? Man, people were asking me questions. Well, he can't say people are asking.
No, he can't say. No, no.
Yeah, no, no. He can't say that. No.
No.
Vic's paranoid as fuck. So, either way, but that's what happens. Vic giving dead dog lady a hard time. Oh, yeah, they're up there like, he's like, you know, saying shit like, oh, if you protect a killer, you're just as bad as he is. And then, you know, right, once again, there's Lem like, huh, you're a killer and now I'm protecting you. So now I'm a, you know what I mean? It's just like, wah, wah. It was, you know, I don't know. That was a little clumsy, I thought. Both of those scenes, I thought.
I agree, but it is kind of, it is very tense because Lem is obviously wired. So you're just like, fuck, Vic's going to say something bad. Like, you know he's going to say something that's bad here, that's outside the law. So when's it going to happen? But luckily, Len does kind of look out for them. So once it does start going down that route, he does, like, leave the room and shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
Or, like, when they're interrogating that one guy, and he's just like, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to take over and be like, yeah, our bark's worse than our bite, bitch. So keep Vic from keep going and saying something even, you know, more incriminating.
Yes. There's another good line there. Julian and Maria, they get a call. These two guys are fighting. I guess it's a dad and his son.
Yeah.
Scrapping. Yeah. They're fighting in the apartment. Julian's breaking it up. Maria gets her hoop earring ripped out.
Yeah. Miraculously, because it's not like these were big fucking, you know, 80s hoop earrings. Like, this is a tiny fucking hoop.
Yeah.
Somehow this guy gets a hold of it.
Yeah, she's not Jodie Watley or anything. Yeah, these are just regular ass earrings and shit. But, yeah, it kind of rips, like, the whole half of her earlobe off.
Yeah, she's eating something fierce.
And,
she retaliates.
She fucks this dude up. She pulls out the club and beats the piss out of him. And Julian's all like, knock it off! Knock it off! He's super mad and shit afterwards. He's so mad at her.
Yep, sure is. What a dick.
Yeah.
I think it's fair. Somebody makes your fucking ear bleed. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's game on at that point. Fuck them.
You send one of ours to the hospital, we send one of yours to the morgue.
Yeah.
That's the mentality you gotta go with. Forrest Whitaker shows back up to that school again. Fucking, yeah. It's another, I have Forrest Whitaker at school with Corinne again, asking about Vic. So weird.
Yeah, it is very weird, because she still hasn't even seen his kid, his quote-unquote kid, but he's always there waiting for him.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, as weird as it is.
And you would think she would probably, like, you know, I know most of the kids that go to this school. There ain't no Andy.
Yeah. And he's so, like, awkward about it. Like, oh, hey, what's your husband's faults?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the
what's
so
his
weird
bad
part.
Side? Like, oh,
huh? Yeah. Oh, where does he get extra money when you need it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, those kinds of things. Like, it's weird, man.
Yeah, these are not normal questions. Like, why is she continuing to talk to this guy?
I know. It is weird. Like, at some point. Yeah, because she doesn't, like, she won't talk to anybody. She's grouchy as fuck. But either way. You know, we talked about Lem leaving as they're trying to figure out what to do with Doomsday. He's like, oh, my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Good excuse.
So Ronnie and Shane, they go and get Doomsday off the street. Like, he's walking down the street. You can tell he's, like, trying to figure out, like, who he's gonna fuck with next, like, what business he's gonna mess with the next day or whatever. And they come out, they handcuff him, they put him in the van. They go and they pick up Vic, and they're just driving out to the desert. Or they're just driving on a dark road. Like, he don't know what the fuck's going on Doomsday. You know, it's a pretty good scene.
Yeah, but he does kind of say on the way there, like, they ask him, you know, what'd you do with the dog's heads? And he's like, I was going to make a soup out of them. They're in my freezer right now. I was going to make a soup and have the lady, the witness lady, drink it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty, yeah.
This guy is fucked up.
He's still smug as fuck, you know what I mean? Still, he's a fucking... Dutch is pissed about the senior case. I don't really know what happened here.
Yeah, it was weird.
Shoe fraud or something, but not...
Somehow, I guess, like, Claudette said something to Billings in passing on her way out, and that caused Billings to, you know, talk to the DA too soon, and they didn't really have anything yet, so somehow that got fucked up. But they did manage to arrest him on, like, counterfeit shoes or something like that, so...
Yeah.
He will good, you know, get some jail time, but nothing for the assault on the guy that's in the coma. I don't know. It was very strange.
Yeah.
And he's kind of pissed off at Claudette for leaving and stuff like that. And she still won't say why or what's going on with her. So there's kind of some tension there. Danny gets into it with Tina again, where she's like, I told you not to wear those hoop earrings. And basically gives her the whole, I told you so. And Tina's like, yeah, you know, hey, I fucked up, whatever. But she's like, hey, you used to, you know, run with Julian. Like, does he have a problem with women?
Which, yeah. I mean,
he kind of does. He's obviously not a huge fan of them.
Yeah,
he prefers the gentleman.
Yes. So then
she's like, I'm not gonna, you know, get into this with you. So just leave it. But then Danny goes to see Julian later on, and she's like, oh yeah, you know, hey. Tina, you should probably take it easy on her a little bit. Like, she's just learning. You know, you were learning too once, and I could have flushed you out, but I didn't. So,
yeah.
Give her a second chance.
And I guess he is. He takes back his report or whatever.
Yeah, begrudgingly.
Yeah.
He seems pretty eager to get rid of her.
So, the strike team ends up. They take Doomsday out to meet that Mexican federale guy, the bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Now, that's the guy we saw with the chickens, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it was.
I think it is, too, because I think they say, oh, we got our buddy. I'm pretty sure it was the chicken guy in that episode.
Yeah, that would make sense. I was like, because they mentioned, like, this is the guy from that Mexican thing last year. And I was like, oh, this guy doesn't look that familiar. But that was season one, so yeah, that could be. That's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's that guy. But anyways, they give Doomsday over to that guy and then said something about, like, oh, he had this gun on him or something. And apparently,
yeah.
In Mexico, gun charges are terrible.
Yep. Well, like, see you in 20 years, which does seem like a bad idea. Like, Doomsday is the kind of guy who in 20 years will still fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
He's gonna get back to the States, and he will fucking murder you.
Yes, he's gonna hold a grudge for sure.
Yeah.
He's that guy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he ever comes back on the show, but I would be worried if I was, you know, the strike team.
Every push-up, he's just thinking about how he's gonna get back at you, every sit-up, every pull-up.
Yeah, like Sideshow Bob in that episode of The Simpsons. He's, like, writing, like, letters that say, Die Bart, in his own blood and shit.
Is that the one that's kind of like Cape Fear?
Yeah, I love that one.
All right, yeah. I've seen that one.
Stepping on all the rakes.
Let's see, where are we at here? Vic goes home.
It does seem like, for, you know, Doomsday is such, like, they build him up as this, like, huge badass. And then the way they take him down is just so, like, pedestrian. Like, there's not even, like, a fight. He just gets in the van willingly and it's like, all right. And, oh, you're going to Mexico now.
He's
you're their problem.
And then they're like, well, we're going to put a trumped-up gun charge on you. And he's like, no, you can't do that to Doomsday. Yeah, hell yeah.
Finally gives a fuck. One fuck.
So Vic goes home and Lem's there. He's standing outside out in the bushes.
Yeah.
He starts asking about Terry. They get into a fake fight so that Lem can kind of disconnect his microphone.
Yeah, smart.
And he tells them everything. He's like, listen, IAB's listening. They're watching us right this second right now. I need you to tell me the truth. Like, what happened that night? Did you kill Terry or whatever? And he's like, no, come on. He's like, just tell me. And then Vic doesn't say
nothing. Look me in the eye and tell me the truth. And
yeah.
Yeah, Vic kind of just stares at him and is very quiet. Like he doesn't want to say anything in case Len probably still is wired.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's not going to admit it, but his silence kind of says it all.
Yeah.
And Lem just kind of storms the fuck off.
Yeah.
And Vic's like, no, Lem, stay!
Yeah.
But it's too late, so we don't know what Lem's going to do at this point.
Yeah.
He's in a bit of a tailspin. But at least he does let Vic know that they have this heroin charge on him and stuff like that, so they can start trying to plan, a comeback, try to find a way out of this.
Did you happen to notice that, like, at the very end where, when Lem leaves, after Vic doesn't say he didn't shoot him, like, he tries to storm away all angrily, but, like, the car shoots in reverse, like, 3 feet, and then, like, he throws it in drive and then drives away? It's fucking hilarious. It's almost like he didn't mean to put it in reverse, but he put it in reverse and
slammed it. He was so angry that he reversed.
Yeah, and then he shot backwards a few feet, like, oh, fuck. It's pretty awesome.
That's rage driving.
Yeah,
that's in there.
That's where we end. Lem drives off.
Yeah, what's gonna happen next?
I don't know. I went 8 out of 10. Still another solid episode. Not as good as the first episode, but still solid.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
a lot of the lesser plots weren't that good, and I don't know. Even Doomsday, they could have done more with him. He was such a compelling character that they could have done more.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Or at least stretched him out. Made him like a villain for most of the season or something like that. And then ship him off to Mexico.
All right, so let's award this bitch!
All right, we got the best quotes as our first category.
Mm. All right,
I don't have a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot either.
I like when Lem finally does show up, and then he's there for like an hour or two, and then just fucking... bails, because he's like, oh, I gotta get my medication, I'm going home for the day. And Ronnie's just like, is he gonna get paid for today?
Yeah, that I had that written down too. That was a good one.
That's classic.
Yeah.
Well.
And then earlier, after they bring that witness in and she talks to the sketch artist, and Vic and Shade are looking at it, and Shade's like, I don't know, man, that looks like Doomsday. And then Vic's like, oh, no, that could be anybody. Like, there's a lot of guys that look like it. And then Ronnie just walks over and he's like, is that Doomsday? It was just very funny the way he says that.
Ronnie's getting funnier as the show goes along.
Yeah, he had two lines in this episode at least.
Yeah, that's twice the lines totally got season one.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah, it is true. He doubled up.
So Shane mentions at one point, so we cause a triple murder before breakfast, start a race war before dinner. That's a pretty good day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. When the strike team shows up at Doomsday at the beginning, Vic's like, you must be Doomsday. And he's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Armageddon. Say hello to the hounds of hell. That is a good scene.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. Very Doomsday's tense.
Awesome. I love him.
Yeah. He's so good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
When they're talking to Senior Romero, he's like, oh, I'm definitely telling the truth. I'll put my hand on the Bible. Yeah. And Dutch is like, not as much fun as putting your hand on another man's wife, huh?
I wrote, like, me and you write the same quotes down.
Yeah? Well, we know it's good.
When Dutch is all pissed off that his case, like, went to, like, shoe fraud instead of, like, maybe attempted murder or whatever. And Claudette's like, hey, whatever. And Dutch is all like, well, what's with you lately with your, oh, it's all fine or whatever. He's like, catch the mediocrity flu Billings has been passing around?
Yep. You know what scene I didn't like is like that one scene where Billings is talking and Dutch like questions like everything. He's just like, I don't think the DA is going to think it's sexy enough. He's just like, sexy enough? And then he's like, stop walking on me with your anger shoes. Anger shoes? Like, the anger shoes, okay, that's weird. But
yeah, that is weird.
What part didn't you get about sexy enough? That's a pretty common expression. I would
say. It is common, yeah. I don't think I have any other quotes.
Yeah, I don't either. I think those are the good ones.
Is that Doomsday?
Oh, Ronnie. Finally getting your time to shine.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's do the Kristen Bell Best Guest Star Award. I think we have the same person for this one.
I went with Doomsday!
Hell yeah. Lobo yeah. Sebastian is Doomsday.
Oh, has that guy been anything else we would know him from?
Not really. It looks like he's, you know, pretty much played a gangbanger on just about every show. Kind of like that one guy from The Lost Profetas where you're just like, oh, yeah, this guy.
Oh, yeah, like, that guy. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think he was on all the CSIs and fucking probably all the shows like that. Playing right. Some kind of a gangster.
He's probably like a nice guy in real life and shit.
Probably.
Probably has like, you know, a couple kids. He donates to charity every 2 weeks. He's out there food banking and stuff.
He's awesome. Actually Santa Claus. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, I loved him.
Hell yeah. They should have gotten more use out of him because yeah. Like I said, he was good.
Yeah, they could have stretched him out a little bit longer.
Yeah. Who do you have for MVP of the episode?
I went with Doomsday.
Nice. Double winner.
Yeah, because he's awesome. In every scene he's in, he's just like, oh, yeah, I like this guy. Like, he's a dick and he's a bad guy, but he's awesome.
That's totally fair.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to argue that one.
Who'd you go with?
I gave it to Lem.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a long time since I gave one to Lem, and he was really good in this episode. Oh, yeah. A lot of it is him, and really, like, the scenes with him and Kavanaugh, or just Lem in general, were the things I was most excited about this episode. Like, when it cuts back to them, it's like, oh, yeah. This is the best. Like, I'm interested in this.
Lem is such a stand-up guy. That's why.
Yeah. And I do love that they're bringing back all these old things, like Tio and Connie and shit like that. Like, all these things that you thought just kind of got pushed by the wayside, like, they're all coming back now, and yeah. It's all starting to pile up. Like, all this debris in their history is starting to pile up and, like, amount to something actually that's going to be a problem for them.
Yeah, I agree. I do like that, too. Like, yeah. Like, if you're gonna have a major storyline and stuff, at least make it fucking relevant throughout the life of the show.
Yeah, even the Terry thing, like, it's been a while since that's really been any kind of important thing. Like, they kind of moved away from that pretty quickly, and it's always been looming over their heads, but it's been a while since that was any kind of a plot point.
Yeah, for sure. But
now it's back in force. All right, so let's do the Ventrell Cup for the biggest fuck-up.
I have nothing here. I don't know. I couldn't think of, like, who fucked up here.
This one for me was easy. I gave it to the strike team for riling up Doomsday and then getting that car guy's, you know, son killed and those dogs killed.
No, yeah, that's a good. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, they definitely didn't handle it the best. They could have done a better job.
Right.
Zip tying him to a doorway and then having him chew his way out. Did not work out exactly as they would have planned, I think. So, I give it. Also, you could probably give it to Dutch and Claudette, too, for their case not really panning out either. Like, they got him on shoe counterfeiting or something, but not the assault. So, they kind of fucked up, too.
Yeah, but that was kind of a misunderstanding. Like, Claudette thought she was just like, well, I was just filling them in on where we were at. I would say Billings fucked that up.
Yeah, that's fair. We can pin that one on
Billings. He went to the DA too soon.
Yeah. Billings, he's getting a lot of these nominations this year.
Yeah. Did they ever mention Monica again?
Other than her being on that baby daddy list, I don't know.
So she's not the baby daddy then, all
right. I'm going to say the odds are low. But kudos to those three people for picking her.
Yeah, hell. That's
their money where the jokes are. Let's do the Dumpy Award for the worst part of the episode.
There's a line from Lem when Aceveda and Forrest Whitaker are like finally cluing him in that, you know, Vic shot Terry. And he just goes, no, never. And it's just so badly delivered. It really it's so like, it's almost like Darth Vader at the end of Would You Ever? No.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of corny that way.
Yeah, it is a little over the top for sure. I think he like hits the wall or something and he's just like, oh, it's never. Sure.
Let's try that again. One more, please.
Kenny, how about you do this one good?
Yeah. I don't know. What did you have?
I had the fact that Romero was trying to murder this guy to get at his wife. When you see this woman, you're like, what? Someone would kill to have sex with her? I wouldn't even do it for free.
Well, maybe if you're 60 or something, you know.
I don't know. At that point, just hang up your spurs.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
She was nothing to write home about at all. So I didn't buy that at all, but that would be the case. That was my dumpy award.
All right, I like it.
All right, well, let's get to our casting segment.
Who would they be if they weren't on the Shield?
We're going to be trying to figure out what cartoon characters Lem is, or Lem reminds us of, or Lem could play, or something along those lines. However you like to interpret these things.
Yeah, now on the last episode, you're like, oh, Lem was easy. I did Lem, you know. So, all right, I got to hear
it. It was easier, not easy.
Yeah. I got three names again.
How many
names do you have?
I've got a couple that all kind of have different aspects of Lem.
Yeah.
Maybe five or so.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
All right, I'll start. First one that came to mind was either Snarf from Thundercats or Cringer from He-Man.
Wow.
Because they're always like, you know, the buddy character who's like afraid of doing stuff. Like, that's kind of Lem. Like, oh, we shouldn't do that. No. He always wringing his hands and just like, oh, Snarf, Snarf, my stomach hurts.
Well, he also doesn't, you know, he just wanted to be a cop.
Yeah. I know. It's an unfair characterization, given that he's actually the good person in this group. But, you know, that's what kind of he comes across as sometimes.
Yeah. Huh. All right. I went more just aesthetics, I guess. I don't know. The first thing, I can't even say aesthetically. The first name that popped into my head when I thought of Lem was Elroy Jetson.
Wow. This I need to hear.
It's like, I don't know. He's just like, he's a blonde-haired kid, just wants to do good. Like, Lem just always wants to do good. Like, Lem only does bad things because he has to protect his friends. He's just a good, loyal guy.
Okay.
I don't know. He just
That's what I think of when like, I think of Elroy.
He's got loyalty. The blonde hair, the baby face. I just thought Elroy Jetson.
There's a little bit of a height discrepancy, but
yeah. A little, and age.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time with these cartoons. All right, guys.
Hey, you took a stab. That's good.
Guys.
This is kind of a video game character, but they've also have done many animes of this. So I went with Guile from Street Fighter.
Oh. All right. Yeah, I could see Guile. Yeah.
Yeah. Both big, strong guys, kind of blonde, you know, flat top kind of hair.
Yeah, I always like that dude. I always like using Guile in Street Fighter.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
That weird, like, crescent kick he had.
Yeah, I haven't played that in probably 20 years. My God, I'm old. Jesus Christ. But yeah, I like that guy. That's a good one. Yeah, I could see
that. Yeah, he definitely looks like Guile to me.
Yeah, oh, for sure. The next person on my list, I got Johnny Quest.
Nice.
I don't know. He's just always into shit. Like, well, you know, say what you want about Lem. Like, there's always something going on, whether he's in a church brawl or IAB or
Burning money.
Burning money. Money trains.
Yeah. When they told him they were going to be pulling a train, that's not what he was expecting.
Come on, everybody. All right, who else you got?
I got one with Duke from G.I. Joe.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he's got, you know, the big typical blonde action hero guy.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I'm Googling him just to see. Like, I haven't seen. Ah, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Lem is a badass. Like,
don't, yeah. Don't,
like, when I'm saying Elroy Jetson and shit, there's, like, Lem, as we've discussed many times, he fucks people up.
Oh, I mean, he fucked up those two guys at once last season. Remember?
Yeah.
With the shotgun and
yeah.
Kill him, but nope. Overpowered him.
All right, so the last person I got on my list, I think this is the one I think of Lem the most, though. I went with Fred from
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of Fred. Like, they're not cops, but they're investigators. They're detectives in a way. They don't have a badge, but I don't know. And he
just they're unlicensed, needs, but, you know.
He needs a neckerchief.
The only mystery here is why we take our cues from a dick and a neckerchief.
Yeah. I love that movie.
It's so good.
It is so
good. God, every line in there is just quotable as fuck.
It really is.
For Lem, I also went with Michelangelo from the Turtles, just because of the whole surfer vibe.
Yeah.
It's kind of that laid-back surfer dude.
He was always my
California.
Favorite.
Yeah. I was always a Raphael guy.
I was always a Michelangelo guy.
Yeah, Michelangelo was definitely number two, though.
I like Donatello next.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the science-y stuff.
Well, I like the bow staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
In the games, like, the bow staff was the best because it just had that massive range.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like my dick.
You know. Like your old neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Holy shit.
All right. Do you have anybody else?
Dudley Do-Right.
Is that that? Is he wear red?
Yeah, he was like a Mountie.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of straight laced and always trying to do the right thing, you know.
Yeah.
He does right. So, like, yeah, that seems like Lem.
They make a movie?
Probably. I think they made movies of all of those things, but they're all.
I want to say, what's his name's in it? You know, Brendan Fraser.
Oh, that does sound familiar. Yeah. You know, he was in George of the Jungle.
No, but he's in Dudley.
Is he also in Dudley Do-Right?
Yep. Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh no!
Yikes! Yeah, I'm gonna.
That must have been late.
That's a hard
Sarah Jessica Parker too.
Hard no, Jank. Hard no.
Yeah. Nope.
All right. So.
Oh God.
You got any other names?
No, I think that's all I got. All
right. Yeah, those are good. That's solid.
Yeah.
You watch more.
A little bit easier. I mean, some of these, to be fair, I have not seen in forever. Like, I haven't watched G.I. Joe in millions of years. But when I was a kid, I did.
Knowing is half the battle. I used to love G.I. Joe.
Hell yeah. And I used to love those dubs they did in, like, the early days of the internet. Remember those?
The what?
Oh, they would take, like, the little PSAs from the end of it, and they would just kind of re-record, you know, people doing their own audio over it.
Oh, okay.
They're fucking hilarious.
I mean, I've never seen the G.I. Joe ones. I've seen the Juggernaut one, which is
pretty cool. Yeah. I'll have to send you some of them G.I. Joe ones.
I beat you with Charles. I like the Juggernaut.
Me too. That one's great.
Yeah.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. I'll beat you with Charles.
Goddamn, I gotta get fucked.
Yeah, if nobody's ever seen that, yeah, go watch the Juggernaut video on just Google it or YouTube.
It's so good.
It is funny. All right. That's it, Jank. I think we're done.
Yep, I think that's our first week of season 5 is in the can.
In the can.
If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at mackeysclubhouse@yahoo.com.
Mackey! We get any emails over the Christmas break like, hey, where are you guys? We miss you.
Actually, I didn't check, so maybe.
Yeah, so that's a no.
We'll assume that there's a whole inbox full.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And our intern will get two of them soon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, or hit us up on Facebook, Mackey's Clubhouse, the Mackey's Clubhouse page. So, yeah, I guess that's about it. We'll see you next week for two more episodes. Till then, bye, motherfuckers.
Bye.
Hey, Mo! Your sister's ass really tastes as sweet as Alvarez here says it does. He wants to know what your mama's putting in the cold muffin.